Talking with Simone Milaz, who is the campaign director, and I pronounced that right, correct?
That's correct.
Campaign director for Restore the Mississippi River Delta. And the Louisiana Coastal Protection and Restoration Authority has approved the agency's annual plan as far as spending, nearly $2 billion on projects. And I guess what's interesting, and the most interesting, is that they are, or at least they have, or among their wish list is the $573 million for the Mid-Barataria sediment diversion, despite Governor Jeff Landry issuing a 90-day pause on the project. What do you make out of the inclusion of money for, or recommending that money be spent on the Mid-Barataria sediment diversion?
Yeah, surely seeing that almost $2 billion being invested in Louisiana's coastal program should definitely be seen as a good day in coastal Louisiana. But the annual plan is just a promise. It's just an authorization to invest in project implementation. So now we need to see that real work continue on all projects in the plan, especially including the Mid-Barataria sediment diversion.
And Simone, based on recent polling here, that some independent polls have been released that shows that the public, they really want this project to go through, even though the Landry administration is not so sure about it.
There has been years of science put forth on this plan. It took 6 years to achieve a permit, and now we checked with the people of South Louisiana yet again, and we have their support. A strong 82% of informed Louisiana voters support using sediment diversions to build new and sustain existing wetlands in Louisiana. That number is up from the last time we checked in with the people of Louisiana in 2023.
It doesn't, all we know basically, I mean, we haven't heard many comments from the Landry administration, or at least since he, I think it was last year at a legislative hearing, Governor Landry testified and raised a lot of questions about it. I think if my mind is right on that, but we really haven't heard much from them since then. What do you think will happen? Do you think they will go through with it, or are they just saying, hey, there's the money there, maybe we'll still scale it back?
So certainly that's a concern of ours, is the lack of information and the lack of discussion on these projects. And we asked it yesterday, along with a lot of other tough questions, but how can a project that was the cornerstone of four coastal master plans, science-based master plans, which the people of Louisiana also believe in, how can this project that had anchored these four coastal master plans be excluded from public dialogue despite all the years of transparency and planning? A lot of tough questions were asked and have been asked recently, and there has not been a lot of information. And the people of Louisiana who these investments are being made for, in these communities that they live in which these projects will protect, need and should get more information.
All right. So what do you think happens now, Simone?
I think that question is best directed at the state. We want to see the project that had the funding and was under construction in August of 2023 move forward as designed, permitted, and funded. And I think the state needs to be honest about what happens next.
And right now, the project, or the Mid-Barataria sediment diversion, is on pause. Right, they're not really moving forward with the project.
Recently, the state announced a 90-day temporary suspension of work, but really that is a demobilization of the construction site. They had been slowing down for work for over a year now, and this actually removes equipment and most of the people from the construction site.
Okay. All right. Simone, thanks a lot for talking with me about it. We'll see what happens next. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate your time.
All right. You have a great day. Thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
You too. Thanks, Jeff. Bye-bye.